This is Charlie Berman with a KPTZ special news report for Friday, March 27th, 2020. Derek Kilmer, who represents Jefferson County in the United States House of Representatives, has taken the lead to spread information about COVID-19. As we broadcast this, Kilmer is on the House floor voting on a massive stimulus bill, which at this point is expected to pass. Prior to flying to Washington, D.C. to vote, he called into KPTZ. Since the studio was closed, I recorded his remarks over a speakerphone in my 2014 Kia Soul. So the sound is a little dodgy.
You know, listen, it's not a perfect bill. I don't subscribe to the theory of congressional infallibility, but there's a lot in this that will step up in an important way. I spent some time earlier today on the phone with housing authorities from throughout our region. You know, this provides a very substantial investment in trying to address access to affordable housing and homelessness assistance. So really trying to get some tools in the toolbox to enable communities to weather what has been a very difficult storm.
Washington is one of the hardest hit states, with Governor Jay Inslee taking a leadership role in the battle against COVID-19. President Trump has taken issue with the governor and vice versa, resulting in some political tensions, which Kilmer feels we can and should overcome.
Every call we've had with the administration, we've had Democrats and Republicans from the delegation all making the case to HHS, to FEMA, saying this is a virus that doesn't know red districts or blue districts, but impacts all of us, and that this is not a time for politics, that our state needs to be getting the resources that it needs. And we're going to keep making that case until our state gets the resources that it needs.
Ramping up equipment manufacture is essential, but distribution is as important.
You know, you've heard the administration say, well, we're going to try to ramp up production of personal protective equipment. But, and I've made this case to the leadership of FEMA, and I've made this case to the Department of Health and Human Services, it's one thing to ramp up production, and that's important. And I would argue that using the Defense Production Act to ramp up production of personal protective equipment even further, and of ventilators even further, is important. But in the absence of coordinating where that increased supply goes, you're basically creating the toilet paper aisle at the supermarket, where it's a free-for-all in terms of who gets what gets put on the shelf. And the case we have made to the administration, so far, frankly, without a lot of success, is that there needs to be coordination, not just in ramping up production, but in getting those resources where they are most needed. Because if it's just, as the president has said, well, we're going to leave it to the open market to fulfill these requests, then you've got states like Washington that have a whole lot of cases, and states like New York that have a whole lot of cases, competing against states like West Virginia who have very few cases, and yet are also in the market for personal protective equipment. And that, both from the standpoint of the cost we pay and the amount of supply we can attain, doesn't really work. And we're going to keep making that case until they resolve this in a more satisfactory way.
Kilmer said that confronting COVID-19 is a continuing battle that isn't likely to end soon.
This is the third step, but it's likely not the last step, in part because we will likely continue to grapple with what has been one of the most significant public health challenges, and certainly one of the most significant economic challenges in my lifetime. And I would also just add, you know, while it's important for the federal government to take steps to mitigate the impacts of this, each one of us and our families, in following the guidelines from the Centers for Disease Control in terms of staying at home when you can, you know, using hand sanitizer, washing your hands, keeping social distance, each one of us has a role to play in trying to hopefully lessen the impact and the disruption of this.
This is Charlie Berman for KPTZ News, coming to you from the heated front seat of my car.